Part 3, God's Plan for World Peace. It was not that way from the beginning. I contend that honorable men have struggled for world peace for thousands of years because it once existed. There is something deep within man that causes him to yearn for it again. The earth was created peaceful. It was not violent in the beginning. The condition of the world as we know it is not acceptable to most men. When we are born into this world knowing nothing about violence or peace, there is something deep within that still yearns for peace, because it was at one time the very nature of the entire existence. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. He created it not in vain. The concordance defines vain as a worthless state of confusion and emptiness. He created it to be inhabited with the family that chose to love him. The biblical definition of inhabit used in this scripture is to sit down properly in peace and quiet, or to marry and continue to dwell at ease. Genesis 1 verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The word good in this scripture refers to both the masculine and feminine gender of men and women. It also denotes beautiful, bountiful, cheerful, and at ease being in God's favor. This is a world full of love rather than the violence that started by fallen man and continues to run rampant in the world today. There was no fear of the animals in the beginning as they all obeyed Adam's voice. He was God's son, actually operating in the supernatural, just like God. In Genesis chapter 2, Adam named every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Even the most ferocious beasts that we could imagine today followed Adam and Eve around like trained pets. Adam and Eve had a pure love with each other and with God. Oh, how they must have enjoyed the fellowship with God and his creation in the cool of the evening, talking about the events of the day. There was perfect love in the garden. There could be no fear, as perfect love always casts out all fear. They fellowshiped by worshiping God. They had real glorified bodies, not just spirit bodies. They were clothed in God's righteousness. We will one day return to those glorified bodies in the not-so-distant future. It is God's promise. God's Spirit was in fellowship with all life in the beginning, filling his creation with his peace, as he is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7 tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Only government ruled by the Prince of Peace can and will establish world peace. God never took the fellowship away. He only brings goodness and perfection to his people. It was man that foolishly separated himself from God. There were two trees in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God commanded Adam not to partake of the tree of knowledge under the penalty of certain death. Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Also in 2 Peter 3:8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. In Genesis 5 and verse 5, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Scriptures tell us one day with God is as 1,000 years. Adam died that day at 930 years old. When Eve disobeyed God by listening to the deceiving lies of Satan, speaking through the serpent, then partaking of the tree of knowledge, sin immediately separated her and Adam from fellowship with God. The serpent was an attractive, upright being that could walk and talk like a human. Yet the serpent must pay for his deception. Therefore, after the fall, God cursed him. He would go on his belly and eat the dust of the earth for food thereafter. Genesis 3:14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. A holy God could not look upon their sin. Their blood was now contaminated with sin, and only sinless blood could redeem them to the innocence that they had before the fall. The blood of bulls and goats, as prescribed in the Old Testament, would only cover their sin. But God had a plan with his pure, innocent blood that would take away their sin permanently. Sin would be cast away as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Psalms 103, verses 11 through 14. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Also in Hebrews 8, verse 12, For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. Being separated from God brought spiritual death. This stopped all the supernatural abilities Adam had been accustomed to. Why are humans so attracted to the supernatural? It was the natural way of life in the beginning, and we have been searching for our way back to that power ever since. The life Adam had was totally lost. There was no close, loving father to talk to feed him, to clothe him, or to guide him. Oh, how he must have missed his father in these things. Like a lost, frightened sheep without a shepherd, was there no one to show him the way back to God? When a sheep is away from his shepherd and a wolf begins to attack, the sheep just stands there without defending itself. Spiritually, humans are like sheep and in need of our shepherd.